Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
I said, all right. So I went out and got on an airplane, flew up there on the way up there. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to show me how to do this the greatest way so it'll bring the greatest glory and honor to you. Because I always tell these people, it's you and you're the one that does it. So I said, Father, I want to thank you in advance for showing me how to do this job in the lowest amount of time, the most inexpensive way, and yet not hinder the operation. I said, they want to shut down parts of the facility for 6 weeks to do this. So I get up there and I start walking around and I get my notepad and I start looking and thoughts begin to come to my mind. How many of you know God can put thoughts in your mind? How does he put those in your mind? He puts them into your spirit, which your spirit communicates with your mind, and they come out as thoughts. Now then the devil can go directly to your mind and put thoughts in your mind, so you got to be able to discern whether these thoughts are coming from God or from the devil. So when you realize that all good things that's helping you is coming from the Lord and things that's going to hinder you is coming from the devil, you're able to interpret where they're coming from. So as the Lord would show me things to do, I start writing down things in the process I need to do. So I walked around in that huge plant all day making notes, thanking the Lord every time he'd say something, and just worship him and thanking the Holy Spirit for showing me and revealing to me how to do this job. At the end of the day, I went to the project manager and I said, sir, I'd like to meet tomorrow with you and all the subs, and I want to see what y'all say is the shortest period of time you can do this project in. So he called all the men, set up an appointment the next morning. We met with them, and they said, well, we have checked everything we've done. So we originally said we could do this project in 6 weeks. Now, what this project was, we had a huge 1,000-square-foot walk-in cooler up there, and we wanted to double the size of it, make it 2,000 square feet, want to take out the back wall, add 1,000 square feet to it, put all the new evaporators in it, all the new doors in it, all the new lights and evaporators and everything, and then take a top of about a 500-square-feet freezer and double the size of it. And they wanted to do that, and they wanted 6 weeks' time to do it. Well, when we got together, they said, we've rechecked everything. We could do this project in 4 weeks if we do certain things. What do you think about that? I said, that's not near short enough time. They said, well, what do you want? I said, I inquired of the Lord before I came up here, the Lord Jesus, and he showed me yesterday how we can do this project in 3 days. And they said, that's impossible. Now, why is it everybody says that's impossible? Last time I checked, the king said, if I can believe him, nothing is impossible. So we have limited ourselves on this earth in the business world as well as the spiritual world as Christians, because we have not believed our King. We don't go to him. We try to do everything on our own. So I said, no, gentlemen, if you will let me show you, here is the plan that the King has showed me that I've laid out on paper. I'd be happy to show you how to do it. And they said, we're not interested. I said, what? They said, no. Nobody can do that project in 3 days. I said, but sir, I have it all laid out right here. And the Lord showed me exactly how to do it. They said, look, mister, you've got to be some kind of crazy nut. So we're professionals at what we do up here. And said, there's no human being can do that project in 3 days. I said, sir, I said, I'm the regional engineer and I got 8 mechanics working here. I said, myself and those 8 guys could do this job in 3 days. He looked at me and sniggered. He said, if you can do it 8 days, you do it in 8 days. I said, okay, in 3 days. I said, okay, then I want 4 weeks back on the contract. He said, you can't do that in 3 days. I said, sure I can. He said, no way. I said, okay, I'll do it. I'll take the wager. But I'll go to my executive VP and tell him to communicate with you to get the 4 weeks back, and we'll see what he says. So I went and called Jim. I said, Jim, they say they can't do it in anything short of 4 weeks. But I said, the Lord has showed me how to do it in 3 days. He said, Thurman, now wait a minute. Those guys are professionals. And you're going to tell me that they say 4 weeks is the quickest they can do it, and you and your guys can do it in 3 days? I said, yes, sir. I guarantee we can. He said, Thurman, you've done some miracles for us, but this would be too much of a miracle for anybody. I said, no, I can do it because the Lord showed me how, and He's never let me down, and He never will. I said, if you'll let me do it, we'll do it in 3 days. And I said, I won't shut down the operation at all. He said, I don't know how you're going to do it, but he said, you got it. It's your project. So I got with all the men. We laid out a plan. We got all the stuff together we needed. We put everything in place, and we was totally ready. I went home Friday afternoon. We spent a week getting everything together, getting it in place where it would be there, and I drew up the plan and showed them what I wanted to do. I've not hindered the operation not one bit. I thank the Lord again for His plan, for His wisdom that only He can show us. And I laid this plan out to these men. I said, now then, Sunday afternoon, when the crew that works Sunday, before they go home Sunday evening, I want you to put these temporary insulated walls you built this week 3 foot in from the back wall. And then I want you to shut down the coolers that are there and turn the ones on that we put in the front this week so the box will be cold all time we're working on it. So we will not hinder the operation. And so Sunday evening they did that. Monday morning I was back in the operation. Sunday afternoon I flew back up there in an airplane and I said, I will be in the operation at 5 a.m. Monday morning. Be ready to go to work. Every man was there. Every man knew what he was going to do. So at 5 a.m., with the Lord's game plan that He had showed me from prayer, we walked into that place and we started tearing this facility down on this side. At 7 a.m., the VP, the regional VP, called and talked to the general manager. He said, how is Thurman there? He said, oh, yeah. That him and his guys are tearing this place apart. He said, is he hindering the operation? He said, not a bit. He said, everything's flowing very smoothly. He said, the box, we're still using it. We've only lost 3 feet off the back, the full length of it. But said, it's no problem. We can handle it. So the next morning at 7 o'clock, we worked all day. Everything went really well. I mean, it was going so well. The guy said, man, this is going so good. Let's just keep on working. I said, all right, good. So we worked from 5 a.m. that morning to 5 a.m. the next morning. At 5 a.m. the next morning, going full bore, I walked out of the place with the box completely done, all the electrics in it, all the refrigeration in it, all the doors in it, everything plumb and hung, and the box was 40 degrees. So at 7 a.m., the VP called again. General manager was there. He said, is Thurman and his crew there? He said, no, they've gone home. He said, what did they lack? He said, nothing. They finished. He said, that's impossible. We don't even believe when we're told, do we? He said, no, sir, it's not. He said, they finished at 5 a.m. this morning. He said, they didn't hinder the operation. The operation is in full swing. We're using the entire new facility. Said, it's all cool, looks like it's supposed to be, and everything's working perfect. He said, where's he at? He said, well, I guess he went to the hotel because he hadn't slept in 24 hours. He said, when he comes back in, you give him my phone number at home and have him call me. So when I got back home, or got back to the operation that evening after I went and slept about 10 hours, the GM said, call the boss. So I called him and he said, the executive VP wants to talk to you. I said, okay. So I called him. I said, what can I do for you? I said, you want me to call you at home? He said, yes. He said, Thurman, you said 3 days. I said, well, that's what we did. I said, a working day for the normal people are 8 hours. I said, we're flowing so good that we just kept on going. We worked all 3 days consecutive to put less hindrance and stress on the operation. He said, Thurman, I don't care what you say. That's one day any way you look at it. I said, well. I said, okay, you can look at it any way you want to. From my standpoint of view, 8 hours is a working day. We worked 3 8-hour working days. I told them they could do it in 3 days. We did it in 24 hours. If you want to say that's one day, that's okay. Well, I'm telling you, you talk about when you do those kind of jobs, when you call upon the King and He shows you how to do things and you up front tell people, Jesus showed me how to do this project. And I'm doing it just exactly like He showed me. And then you do those kind of things in the business world with professional people that says the minimum this job could be done in 4 weeks. When you do that, and you do it in 24 hours. But you told them you could do it in 24 hours. Because the King, He knows how to do everything. I've come to realize He's just pretty smart. Pretty smart. Lord, forgive me for that statement. He's not pretty smart. He is pretty and He is smart. Let's put it that way. When He was here as a man, He was not handsome by no means. He said there was no beauty about Him that nobody should desire Him. But I'm telling you, He's the most handsome being in the universe today. I mean, in all of His glory, when you see Him, you will be just like me. You'll fall at His feet because of His magnificent radiance and who He is. But I've done those kind of things in His name many times. I became a legend in my own time. That's, many of them told me that. Said, you're the best engineer we ever had. Well, I give God all the credit for everything, regardless. Built buildings in record times. I guess the most awesome project, they sent me to Cairo, Egypt in 1977. 1977, they couldn't find an engineer that could complete a plant in Cairo, Egypt. This building was a humongous building, 3 floors, had 38 walk-in coolers and freezers in it, had its own dry ice plant, had its own laundry, own electrical plant, everything, and they could not find anybody that could put this thing together and finish it. They'd been working on it 7 years. So Bill Martin, which was my executive VP at the time, he called me and said, Thurman, can you go to Cairo, Egypt with me for a while? I have a project I need you to complete. I said, well, yes, I will, Bill. And so I met him in Washington. We flew to Cairo. I walked around this facility for 4 days with him and a lady by the name of Miss C.M. Ralph. And as I walked around, I didn't say anything. I was awestruck at what I saw.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.